page 121. 2. Strategy plus. To me. B. Listen again and discuss each response. Do you agree with the speakers? 1.
It's interesting. I mean, the kinds of white lies people tell. I mean, some of the time, it's not that people are telling a lie. It's like they're exaggerating or something. Like my dad is always talking about the fish he catches. He likes fishing. And he's like, yeah, this fish I caught was this long. Not really.
2.
I guess one reason people tell white lies is to avoid hurting someone. I mean, for example, you might say to someone, oh, I've been meaning to call you all week, even if you haven't even thought of calling, because if you told the truth, sorry, I haven't even thought about calling you. I mean, that would just damage your relationship.
3.
So when you think about it, there's a big difference between, you know, saying, I love your shirt, when you really don't mean it, and telling an outright lie, like to your parents or something.
4.
Apparently, people who lie about themselves, like saying they're better at something than they are, tend to be more confident. And actually, they really do become better at whatever it is. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling thing. Say you're better at something, and you become better at it. So I suppose in that case, white lies actually serve a useful purpose.
5.
To me, it's kind of obvious when someone's telling a white lie, but it can be kind of sad, you know? Like, when people tell them to make up for the fact that they feel inadequate in some way, like they feel as if they're not interesting enough or clever enough, so they invent all these stories to make themselves sound really fascinating.